So one of the things, the first time I met Deshaun was probably at the combine, and right away I was very impressed with just how he carried himself, his poise, the calm way that he has of communicating with people. I thought he was just a real good guy. You know, I think that's a big deal. People say, you know, what skill sets are you looking for in these quarterbacks? Well, clearly they have to have the ability to do certain things. But to me, one of the big things is, can you sit with this guy for hours on end and watch tape and talk about football? Like, is it going to be a good working relationship? Is the guy a good guy? Is he going to take the coaching? Is he going to? And that was one of the things that stood out to me. His memory stood out to me a lot, Kim. I would say to him in this combine meeting, I would say to him, hey, this, you know, the 10th play of the Alabama game, it was 3rd and 5, and the ball was on the right. He would finish my sentence. He would say, yeah, I remember that play. We were in empty, and this is what happened, and I directed the protection this way. I was like, whoa. And that was one of the first things that stood out to me. And then when we brought him to Houston, the thing that stood out to me there was we brought him into our cafeteria. Our players happened to be there. Everybody kind of just congregated around him. A lot of guys knew him. Hopkins knew him. Clowney knew him. Obviously, the Clemson DJ Reader knew him. And so they gathered around him. And I thought that was something that stood out to me, that he was, man, this team likes this guy. You know, so that was a big deal. Yeah, no doubt.